The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You are listening to I Am Refocused Radio with your host, Shamaya Reed. This show is designed to inspire you to live your purpose and regain your focus. And now, here's your host, Shamaya Reed.
Hey, welcome to I Am Refocused Radio. Man, we are here once again, and man, we have a true amazing honor talking to our special guest today. You know him from Hell's Kitchen and American Ninja Warrior. He is the reality TV creator of those amazing shows, but he has a long resume. But first and foremost, I want to welcome you to the show, man, because you have an amazing book coming out.
Thank you, Shamaya. It's good talking to you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time. It's a true honor. You have an amazing book, Reach, Hard Lessons and Learn Truths from a Lifetime in Television. What was the core goal for you for the readers to take across?
Well, I, you know, it's a book that's filled with interesting people, that's for sure. And I've had an interesting life, and in it you'll hear stories about Magic Johnson and Gordon Ramsay and Dwayne Johnson and Little Richard and Dick Clark and Marlon Brando, and even Donald Trump makes an appearance. But the purpose of the book, and I actually call it a memoir with a purpose. The whole idea is to not only entertain people but inspire them as well. Because I believe that, you know, I believe in the power of reach. And so, because the way I feel is that the more you try, the luckier you get. So when you reach, you find out what you're capable of. When you reach, you realize the difference between a pipe dream and what you haven't dared to try just yet. So not everything always works out, but, I believe we make our good fortune. And that's the message of the book. And, you know, there's some interesting stories, and there's some interesting stories of behind the scenes of what happens at the Olympics, and, you know, what Dwayne Johnson is really like, and working with Simon Cowell and all those good things. But every story in there is, like I said, is selected to be purposeful. And that's the main message of the book.
In early part of your journey, you were going up the ranks real fast in the sports production world. So being the youngest ever head of the CBC Sports, what were some of the challenges you faced along the way, early part of your career?
Well, I'll tell you, it wasn't easy, because somehow, and the story is covered in book, and it's a crazy story of how I ended up being a producer at CBC Sports when I was 22 years old, and then went on to do the Olympics at 24. The hardest part was, you know, I wasn't that well liked, because I had got to CBC Sports at a really good job at a young age, and so there was a lot of people there who were looking at me kind of sideways, and it was a hard time. And there was a time actually when I thought of quitting, because I didn't know if I could handle it. You know, it was just a difficult time, because people weren't accepting of me because I was so young. You know, it was the kind of thing where the whole office would go out for lunch and I'd be sitting at my desk. Well, don't feel too bad for me, but it was a tough time, but, you know, I worked through it. I was brought up by amazing parents. I always say it's easy to reach when you're reaching from a strong foundation. And my parents were that for me. And so I got through that difficult time. And then, you know, after I produced the LA Olympics, you know, people started to respect me. But the first couple of years were really difficult. I won't lie. They were really, really challenging. But once I got going, you know, I had this belief in myself, you know, it took care of itself.
Once again, we're talking to our special guest today, Arthur Smith, and his book, Reach, You Need to Get It, is Reach, Hard Lessons and Learn Truths from a Lifetime in Television. When you had your company, A. Smith & Co., it had amazing success. What was some of the secret sauce with how you were able to do so many hits with your company?
That's a great question. You know, I believe that television should make you feel something. So every time I approach something, and maybe it's because I'm a sensitive guy, maybe it was because I had two older sisters and I now have two daughters. I've been surrounded by women my whole life, and I'm a sensitive guy. I want television that makes you feel something. So in the DNA of every one of our show, it can make you happy, it can make you cry, it can make you sad. And that's why, you know, doing a show like American Ninja Warrior and Hell's Kitchen and a lot of the other stuff that we've done, even the Titan Games, which we did with Dwayne Johnson, at the core of it, you know, we make you feel something. We make you vested in the characters. I believe that every television show, and this is kind of our checklist, has to have four things. Number one, it has to have a great outline, a great idea. Number two, it has to have great talent and a great cast. Number three, it has to have great behind the scenes because execution of a show is everything. And number four, it needs to have some freshness. It needs to have a new idea, or if it's not a new idea, a different point of view or different style. So every show that we do runs through that checklist. Yeah, that's really been it. And, you know, our company, we do everything from Hell's Kitchen to Flora's Lava to a show called Unsung, which has won the NAACP award 7 times. I mean, our company is a very broad company, but all of them have those four things that I just mentioned.
And with the last question I have for you is with the opportunity you have to reflect on your career so far and your business, what would you say to the next generation of dreamers out there who want to one day be like you and have an amazing platform to shine and spread good light?
You know, I wrote the book for those people. I really did. That was my drive. You know, I found every time I went out and lectured and talked to young people that this power of reach theory came up. And so I believe in putting yourselves out there. I believe in taking risk and I believe in taking chances. Calculated risk, calculated guess. Be prepared. Do all the right things, but don't be afraid to try. And I think a lot of people get stuck in overthinking what they're doing. And that's worked for me. And I think it works for most people. And that's the big message. You know, I decided that this book is the start of a new chapter of my life where I want to give back and I want to reach and help others. In fact, all the proceeds from this book are going to the Reach Foundation, which I set up, which gives money to charities who lift people up in some way. So I think it's a good book if you're learning to grow your game. And I think people will find inspiration in the stories. I think it's also pretty entertaining. And, but thank you. It's been a joy talking to you this morning.
Author Smith, I just want to say thank you for your time taking us through this journey, talking about your amazing book, Reach, Hard Lessons and Learn Truths from a Lifetime in Television. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.